Welcome back to another deep dive. Today we're teeing off into something really fascinating. We're looking at how to start a golf newsletter, a guide to success in South Africa. And our mission here, it's not just about listing steps, right? It's about pulling out those, you know, really potent nuggets of wisdom, the essential strategies, maybe some surprising facts, and definitely the crucial things you need to consider for launching and, importantly, sustaining a golf newsletter. And we're tailoring this specifically to the kind of unique pulse of the South African golfing landscape. We've gone through some pretty comprehensive source material, and our goal is really to distill it down into insights that genuinely make you, our listener, feel well-informed and maybe ready to drive your own success.
Now, what's really exciting about this, I think, is the sheer potential there. It feels a bit untapped. South Africa isn't just, you know, a country with some golf courses. It's absolutely buzzing with golf enthusiasts.
Yeah.
That creates this incredible fertile ground for anyone looking to carve out a niche and really connect with a passionate community.
Okay, so let's unpack where you even start with this. Before you're thinking about headlines or content, you need to build your, let's call it, digital clubhouse first. The source material makes it really clear. Choosing the right platform isn't just a tech decision. It kind of dictates your whole design philosophy, the functionality, and ultimately how readers actually experience and engage with your newsletter. And when you look at South Africa specifically, the source points to popular options like MailChimp. And the key insight there isn't just, oh, it's user-friendly. It's more about minimizing those technical hurdles. For something like a niche passion project, like a golf newsletter, being able to quickly iterate on design and content is just paramount. MailChimp lets even, you know, non-techie golf fans launch quickly and focus on the content, not wrestling with code. And that speed, that can be a real competitive edge. Then you've got Constant Contact, known more for its customer support, which is really valuable if you're just starting out. So it's crucial to look at their pricing. Those free tiers are important. And definitely ensure it can scale. You really don't want to be forced into switching platforms just as your list starts taking off.
And building on that scalability point, a really critical element, especially for the South African market, is that emphasis on local integration. I mean, if monetization is even a possibility down the road, you have to think about South African payment gateways. We're talking services like PayFast or Peach Payments, perhaps. These aren't just convenient. They actually streamline transactions for local users, often with better rates. And critically, they help ensure you're compliant with local financial regulations right from the start. Makes things much smoother later.
That's a huge point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thinking about access, given how many South Africans use their phones for pretty much everything, the source really hammers home that a truly mobile-optimized design isn't just nice to have anymore. It's completely non-negotiable. We're talking more than just responsive design that looks okay. It's got to be seamless, maybe even a low data experience. Think about golfers checking their phones, maybe on the course or quickly catching up between rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Your newsletter needs to load fast, be instantly readable, and crucially, not chew up their data. That's a big factor for the local audience here. The source even suggests maybe weaving in some local design elements, color schemes from popular SA sports teams, maybe scenic landscapes, just to foster that deeper connection.
Yeah, I mean, that local flavor.
To really maximize your reach within the South African golf community, it's not just about, you know, having a presence on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's understanding how local golfers actually engage on those platforms. You could imagine like a quick video snippet of a tricky hole at a local course just before a big tournament.
Right.
Or maybe a short infographic comparing two local pros' stats when a rivalry's heating up. The timing and relevance to the SA golf scene, plus maybe some stunning visuals of our incredible courses. That's what makes content genuinely shareable.
Absolutely.
Drives traffic back to your main newsletter. The source even mentions social media campaigns or maybe giveaways, always with clear calls to action, naturally, to get signups and build that community buzz.
And that leads us nicely to a pretty fundamental South African business reality. Affordability.
Yeah.
You mentioned seeking platforms with local support at a good price point. For someone starting out, what's the real value of that responsive local customer service beyond just convenience?
Well, it's about solving problems quickly, isn't it? When you're trying to run your newsletter and something goes wrong, especially if you're not a tech whiz, waiting ages for international support can be, well, a nightmare. Local support often means they get the specific issues of our payment systems, maybe even our internet quirks.
Yeah, context matters.
It's peace of mind, really. And when you're looking at pricing plans, make sure you're getting the features you actually need, maybe advanced analytics or automation. Oh, and a neat tip from the source. Check for discounts for nonprofits or educational institutions. Could be a big help if you're linked up with local golf clubs or community projects.
Good point.
Okay, so we've laid the foundation, built the digital clubhouse, if you like, but you know, a beautiful building is nothing without people inside. So this next part, this is the real heart of your newsletter. What stories are you going to tell? What insights will you share? How do you make readers feel genuinely part of South Africa's amazing golf scene? Creating that engaging, relevant content is absolutely core. It needs to inform, entertain, connect, balancing that universal golf knowledge with those really crucial local insights.
That balance is key.
One of the most effective ways to become a must-read is by really diving deep into local golf news and events. South Africa's got such a vibrant scene, always tournaments happening, from the Sunshine Tour right down to club championships. So the source suggests focusing on upcoming events, recent results, maybe looking at the stories of local players or the strategies from a recent comp. Mm-hmm. You could even try for exclusive interviews with local players or coaches. And for readers who travel to these events, adding practical tips, where to stay, eat, other things to do nearby that adds real value. You could also promote community stuff like volunteer opportunities or charity golf days. Really strengthens that bond.
That's a great point about interviews. But thinking about the top pros like Ernie Els or Gary Player, their schedules must be insane. Does the source give specific strategies for actually getting those interviews? Or is it more about using existing content, maybe adding your own spin?
Yeah, that's a fair challenge. The source suggests sort of a multi-pronged approach. While getting direct exclusive time with the absolute top names might be tough initially, it encourages starting with, say, emerging pros, respected local coaches, even golf course managers who have loads of insights.
Oh, makes sense.
It also talks about creative formats, maybe invite them for quick Q&A sessions online or webinars. Less time intensive for them, perhaps. Plus, you can let the audience submit questions, making it interactive.
Interactive, yeah.
It's about finding clever ways to tap into their expertise. And really, if we connect this to the bigger picture, building any kind of personal connection with local golf figures, mm-hmm. even if it's curating their existing wisdom with your unique take, that transforms your newsletter into something genuinely authoritative, a must read. And of course, South Africa is blessed with some truly stunning golf courses, you know, Fancourt, Gary Player Country Club, Pool Class Spots.
Oh, absolutely breathtaking.
The source suggests dedicating sections to different courses. Mm. Obviously, stunning visuals are a must, but also engaging descriptions. Go beyond that. Maybe provide comprehensive reviews, difficulty, facilities, local amenities. You could even include testimonials from local golfers for that real authentic feel.
Yeah, that adds credibility.
Imagine a featured course of the month, and perhaps even collaborate with course managers for exclusive deals or maybe priority access just for your subscribers.
That's a brilliant idea. I remember trying to get a tee time at Fancourt once without any connections. Felt impossible. So on those exclusive deals, does the source give any tips on how a smaller, newer newsletter might actually approach a big established course like that? How do you convince them?
That's where you need to show your value. The source stresses showing them your audience. Who are they? How engaged are they? Emphasize how your newsletter reaches a specific, passionate group of golfers they might not easily reach otherwise.
Niche targeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just asking for a freebie. It's proposing a win-win. You promote their amazing venue to exactly the right people.
Got it. Makes sense.
Okay, so tech sorted, content ideas flowing. But how do you actually get people reading all this amazing stuff? You need a list, a thriving community of subscribers. That robust list is absolutely crucial for success, for broadening your reach and your potential for engagement.
That lifeblood, really.
One really powerful strategy is forging partnerships with local golf clubs. These clubs already have members who are, by definition, interested in golf content.
Built an audience.
Right. You could feature their news, their events, maybe promotions in your newsletter in exchange for them promoting your newsletter to their members. The source even suggests offering maybe tailored sections just for specific clubs, helps them keep their members informed, gives them a strong reason to push your newsletter.
Smart. Very symbiotic.
And to really drive those initial subscriptions, you need to offer something exclusive. Content tailored specifically for South African golf fans, not just generic stuff. Think maybe downloadable ebooks on mastering the, you know, the Cape Doctor wind down in Cape Town.
Ah, yes, crucial skill.
Or guides to navigating KZN's championship courses. Maybe exclusive access to webinars with pros talking specifically about South African course management. Promote these hard on social media, on your website. really spell out the unique value subscribers get. You could also run limited time offers contests to win golf gear, maybe unique local experiences like around at a private club.
Those incentives work.
Definitely. And capitalizing on local golf events, big sunshine tour stops, or even just community golf days, that's absolutely key for growing your list. Think about setting up a little booth, maybe. On-the-spot signups. Offer a small, relevant giveaway, a branded ball marker or something.
Yeah, tangible connection.
And during the events, use social media like crazy live updates, behind-the-scenes snippets, quick interviews. Always directing people to subscribe for the full story later. Convert that immediate buzz into lasting engagement.
Who cares?
Identifying and partnering with local golf influencers is another really potent strategy. These aren't just people with followers. They're often trusted voices in the SA golf community.
Credibility is huge.
Exactly. The source suggests maybe joint webinars, social media takeovers where they run your account for a day, or co-creating content pieces. But authenticity is key here. Choose influencers who genuinely align with your newsletter's values and audience.
Yeah, forced partnerships rarely work.
Finally, to really boost word of mouth, implementing a referral program can be super effective. Encourage your current subscribers to bring in their friends. Offer decent incentives, discounts on gear, maybe access to even more exclusive content, entries into giveaways for each referral.
Leverage your existing base.
Precisely. Use targeted emails to promote the program. You could even gamify it a bit with leaderboards, spark some friendly competition.
Nice idea.
But look, it's not just about getting subscribers right. It's about keeping them engaged, making them feel like they're really part of a living, breathing community. Engagement is the absolute heartbeat of a successful newsletter. You need interactive experiences. Foster that genuine two-way conversation.
Keeps them coming back.
The source strongly suggests using interactive polls and surveys. Ask your readers about their favorite essay courses, what topics they want more of, maybe golf challenges they're facing. You can use platforms like SurveyMonkey or Google Forms. Maybe even offer a small incentive for participating. Then, and this is crucial, share the results back in the newsletter. Show them their feedback matters, that it's shaping the content. That builds real community ownership.
I agree. Feedback is vital. But sometimes surveys feel a bit limited. Does the source mention other ways to get more nuanced feedback? Maybe direct engagement at club events, or even A/B testing different types of content to see what really lands beyond just asking.
That's an excellent point. And yes, beyond formal surveys, the source definitely advocates for an active feedback loop. It suggests encouraging direct email replies to specific questions in your newsletter, keeping a close eye on social media comments linked to your content. And yes, absolutely, being present at local golf events for those informal face-to-face chats, that's invaluable.
Yeah, boots on the ground.
For A/B testing, your platform choice matters again. Many newsletter services let you test things like different subject lines or content layouts on small audience segments first. See what performs best before rolling it out. It's all about that constant cycle of listening, testing, and refining.
Iterative improvement. Makes sense.
And building on that community feel, actively encourage readers to share their own golf stories, tips, experiences. User-generated content adds so much richness and diversity, offers perspectives you might not have thought of.
Real voices?
Exactly. Create a dedicated section for reader submissions. Always give proper credit, of course. The source even suggests maybe featuring a golfer of the month profile, highlight inspiring stories, motivate others.
Love that.
Organizing exciting contests that really click with the local golf scene can also massively boost engagement. Think photo contests, share your best shot on a South African course, or maybe trivia challenges about local golf history. Just be super clear on the rules and make sure the prizes, golf gear, free rounds at cool courses, maybe an exclusive clinic are things your audience actually wants.
Relevant prizes, yeah.
And promote those contests. Hard social media, partnerships with clubs, make some noise about it.
Get people involved.
Of course, though. For any venture like this to really last, it needs to be sustainable. And that often means looking at how to turn this passion project into a revenue stream, something that keeps the lights on and the deep dives coming. Monetization is pretty crucial for making it a long-term thing.
A practical side.
The source proposes forming strategic partnerships with local South African golf brands. Think equipment, apparel, accessories. You could develop different advertising packages, maybe simple banner ads, sponsored content sections, or even dedicated email blasts focused solely on their product.
Tailored options.
Yeah, but transparency is absolutely key here. Be upfront about your audience demographics, and crucially, make sure ads blend in, well, Don't scream advertisement. Keep it professional. Respect the reader experience. Authenticity is everything.
Don't alienate your readers.
Exactly. You can also offer local golf clubs chances to sponsor specific sections of your newsletter, maybe featuring their upcoming events, special stay and play offers, things like that. Again, stress the need for clear labeling, sponsored by, builds trust. Putting together a professional media kit helps too. Outlines your reach, the benefits, makes you look serious when approaching clubs.
Professionalism matters.
Implementing a subscription model for truly exclusive, premium content is another route. Offer your most dedicated readers something they absolutely can't get anyway else. Maybe in-depth guides to specific essay courses, behind-the-scenes access at tournaments, a series of interviews with experts.
Added value.
Promote the benefits hard. Emphasize that this premium content is consistently top quality. Give people a compelling reason to pay that retains subscribers and attracts new ones.
Quality has to be there.
Affiliate marketing is another interesting one. Performance-based. Partner with local SA golf retailers. Promote products you genuinely rate using unique affiliate links. If your readers click and buy, you get a commission.
Win-win if done right.
Right. But the source emphasizes. Only promote stuff you actually believe in and that fits your audience. Trust is paramount. Place links naturally within relevant content, like in a review of new golf shoes or something.
Makes sense.
And finally, for monetization, think about maybe organizing and charging for exclusive real-world golf events or workshops. Could be specialized clinics with local pros, networking events for golf business folks, maybe even curated golf tours.
Taking it offline.
Yeah. Use your newsletter to sell tickets, build hype, maybe offer early bird pricing. These events don't just bring in revenue. They build incredible real-world community, turns your digital audience into, well, actual people meeting each other.
Powerful stuff.
Okay, finally, you can't improve what you don't measure, right? And you definitely can't build trust without playing by the rules. The source really highlights how critical it is to constantly monitor your success metrics. Things like open rates, click-through rates.
Basic numbers.
They're not just numbers, though. They're like your newsletter's pulse. They give you data-driven insights into what's working, what content resonates, which subject lines grab attention, lets you make smart adjustments.
Data-driven decisions.
Tracking subscriber growth over time is also absolutely fundamental. See how well you're expanding within the SA golf scene. The source advises looking for patterns, peak periods, and really drilling down into where new subscribers are coming from.
Which channels work best.
Exactly. Social media, referrals, club partnerships. Knowing that helps you optimize your promotion. If growth slows down, that's your cue to experiment with new content or strategies.
Don't get complacent.
And of course, actively collecting feedback from South African golfers is just invaluable. Use those surveys, but also encourage informal feedback. Make sure you're always listening, always improving based on what your community actually wants.
Exactly. That critical feedback loop.
Yeah.
That's where you really refine your value proposition.
Yeah.
It fosters that deeper loyalty, that sense of community. It's about making your audience feel like active participants, not just passive readers.
Couldn't agree more. And building on that trust. The legal side is non-negotiable. You just have to get it right. The source really stresses compliance with South African data protection laws, specifically the Protection of Personal Information Act, PoPIA.
PoPIA, yeah.
Important. It means getting explicit consent from subscribers before you collect their data, being crystal clear about how you'll use it, and always, always providing easy opt-out options. Transparency here isn't just law, it's basic trust building.
Foundational.
When you're sourcing content, especially local South African golf content, ethics are huge. Always respect copyrights. Get permissions. Attribute your sources properly. The source strongly suggests actually partnering with local content creators build a healthy ecosystem. Don't just take.
Collaboration over consumption.
Right. And maintaining transparency and advertising clearly label sponsored content. Disclose partnerships. Your readers need to know when something is paid for. It maintains credibility.
No hidden agendas.
And finally, fair use and attribution in golf media. If you share or repurpose local content, credit the original creator, link back to their work, give credit where it's due, be a good citizen of the media landscape.
Good practice all around.
So, wow, we've covered a lot today, a really comprehensive deep dive, from picking that initial platform and crafting compelling, locally focused content, all the way through building your subscriber list, exploring monetization, and navigating that crucial legal and ethical stuff, all within the really dynamic, unique context of South Africa, starting and sustaining a successful golf newsletter. It's definitely got a lot of moving parts. But as we've heard, with the right approach, it can be hugely rewarding for any golf enthusiast who's passionate about connecting with their community.
Absolutely. And this whole discussion, it really raises an important question, I think. In a world just saturated with information, how can your specific niche newsletter truly become that essential, trusted guide for your audience? Mm. Not just by giving them facts, but by really fostering a true sense of belonging and discovery, mm-hmm. essentially becoming the heartbeat of that community.
Hmm. Something to really think about. Maybe consider which part of building that niche community really resonates with you or perhaps presents the biggest opportunity in whatever you're working on.